41-year-old Porsche driver has been charged with multiple offences after allegedly fleeing the scene of a tragic crash that killed four police officers in Melbourne. Richard Pusey from Fitzroy turned himself in to police yesterday and will appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court today. He'll face charges including reckless conduct, endangering life, failing to remain after a drug test and failing to render assistance. Leading Senior Constable Lynette Taylor, Constable Glenn Humphreys, Senior Constable Kevin King and Constable Josh Presney all died in that collision on Wednesday night. The truck driver involved in the crash will stay in hospital for a number of days. The Ruby Princess cruise ship has finally departed Port Kembla, south of Sydney, on orders from Australian Border Force. The stricken ship had been linked to more than 700 COVID-19 cases in Australia and 21 deaths. A skeleton staff of 300 workers is still on board the ship after more than 500 crew were repatriated to their home countries. Scientists in Oxford are very optimistic a coronavirus vaccine may be closer than we think after the first human trials in Europe began in the UK. Two volunteers have been injected, the first of more than 800 people recruited for the study. The team of scientists in England joins others in China and the US to begin human trials. Meantime, an additional 4.4 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the past week as protests ramp up to reopen the country's economy. And the Chinese city of Harbin has reportedly been locked down with fears an American student has sparked the latest coronavirus outbreak.